Blog Talk Radio.
What you doing, God?
And what you gonna do? No matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Praise, and that's what we came here to do on Mafia Radio. It's your boy Justified checking in. Definitely a man of faith, and we definitely putting it in action. Got my co-host in the building with me, Mr. Cocaine. How you doing today, big brother?
I'm blessed, man, and highly favored. But, saddened at the same time with all the wars that are going on in Chicago, Detroit, all over the USA, all over the world. What's going on in Gaza is crazy right now. So, you know, I love the fact that God wake me up in the morning, wake us up, and be happy, and we be in our comfort zone. But there is no comfort zone to little children dying at the hands of other youngsters and other situations. Man, there's some big things going on that we got to do like the scriptures say, man. You know, when the Lord came, he was a youngster. You know what I'm saying? He was a youngster, and they had a jubilee, brother, and everybody left him for 3 days because everybody's so busy celebrating, but forgot the most important thing, and that was the Lord Yahshua in the temple. But it was already set up like that. So that means this, that, you know, at the same time, we're supposed to have this joy, but we need to really buckle down and do some praying for our youngsters in the streets, especially at home, and our brothers and sisters overseas. There's some real deep stuff going on, and with only God and by God alone, he can open up our eyes to be encouraged to no matter what our job description is, that we can go ahead and put first fruit and really show some initiative from the Facebook, Social Point, just getting the word out there about certain injustices. Because it don't matter if you're Jew, Muslim, Christian, it is an injustice and an atrocity for what's going on right now. We just want to make sure that we're on that right side, because I'm going to tell y'all, you know, the enemy, Satan, is working. He ain't sleeping. But the good thing about it, we have victory and togetherness and unity, and that's what it's about, is to encourage the next person no matter what. Be bold enough to do it. Have the courage to do it. To be able to stand up on the platform and continue to pray, because it's going to say some deep prayer. It needs to continue to be praying, you know what I'm saying, more than celebrating. You know, we celebrate already. That's a given. Of course we have to do that when God wake us up. But ain't no sunshine. Ain't no sunshine what's going on right now in some of these hoods. Ain't no sunshine what's going on in the streets of Gaza and different other places. I'm just telling you. So y'all just think about that as we, you know, open up this line of dialogue and really talk about it, man. We got to talk about it and be inspired to move on it. And that's what it's about. You know, that's what God put in my spirit. You know what I'm saying? Let's not get so busy with our hustles to where we can't look around and see what's going on. Some wicked things going on. So, you know, I talk with all confidence and victory, despite of my own personal yokes that I go through every single day, that we all go through. But the key is for us to start now. And that's why I'm glad I'm back on the program right now, is to, at the same time that things are going on in the world, we still can, don't get it twisted, we can celebrate. We can celebrate the fact that we know we're going to make a difference by everybody coming together and really saying something about it and doing something about it. And the key is in consistency. So that's why we here. We had a couple of, we was grinding so hard, praise God, Justify. And we said, you know, we're going to come back right, you know, after you finish your video. I'm blessed. And it's just a beautiful thing to be here, be alive with our eyes wide open on Mafia Radio.
I'm here with you, brother. I was just saying that, you know, I was looking forward, you know, to doing today's show with us being off the air for the last 2 weeks out there grinding, still putting in kingdom work, you know, sowing seeds to be able to be bigger givers, you know what I mean? But it's definitely a great feeling, you know, to be back on the air. I want to shout out all our listeners that's tuned in. If you are listening online and you feel like you want to call in and say something, the number is 646-200-4945. Press that one button and we will see you in the queue and bring you on. But outside of that, Kane, I had a great, you know, session in church this morning, you feel me? I'm sitting right here in front of the boards with my big homie, yo homie Quaze is in the building, you know what I'm saying, having church with Mafia right now, just sitting in studio. So, you know what I'm saying, we here praising
God
and doing it big for the Mafia, you know?
Yeah, praise God, man. It's about that. And what's up to Brother Quaze? That's my brother from another. And you know, it's just a blessing to be able to fellowship with your brothers and the sisters. You know, we got women of faith in action. They're definitely stepping up to the plate and making their voice known. You know, because us brothers can't make a difference without the sisters, without the women. And Jesus Christ knew that, Yeshua. The prophets knew that, you know what I mean? And, you know, now it's for everybody to go ahead and interject your testimony. And, you know, how has God or how do you think God can make an impact to change people's lives and inspire people's lives? So, you know, to be back here on Mafia Radio is definitely a blessing because, you know, I'm glad God, no matter what we do, justified, praise God. We've been doing a lot of stuff. I mean, body's tired and just relentless. You know what I'm saying? To where we just pass out in the studio and back up, but that's part of the grind. But one thing that compels us more than all that is the love that we have for God. Bottom line, because you know what I'm saying? It's just like with all the stuff going on, there is still a God. With our brothers. Sisters killing each other in Chicago, there is still a God. And some people always ask, well, how can God let this happen? But let me tell you something. It is not God's fault. It is one force fault, and that's Satan himself. So, you know, we want people to be encouraged by your testimony. That's why Mafia Radio is very important for the community, for us to stay resilient because we have to, because our own people throw stones, but we get it. If you're confident in the spirit, man up and take all them stones, charge it to the gang, dust the chin off, and keep it moving for God. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what our brothers on the line is talking about. And we appreciate everybody, you know, tuning in and just being yourself. Because I'm not trying to be nobody else. Just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? You think we make it too complex. You know, so on this show, you can be yourself. You can say what you want, you know, out of respect. You know what I'm saying? Respect. That's what it's about, man. God bless everybody out there. So with no further ado, justified, I could get to linger a long time talking that talk, popping that pop. But God bless everybody out there. And make sure you back us up. You know, don't let us go on this fellowship alone. We all on the same crusade, y'all. I hope you heard me.
Well, you know, I definitely got a hot show lined up. Got some new music up in the queue. You know how we do our three-player three. I'm going to bring you three powerful pieces from the homie DMX. And just as raw as he went in the industry, on the worldly, he's going just as hard for God, and it's going to be a pleasure to be able to play these three pieces in the three-player three coming from DMX. But right now, we're going to get it started with a little bit of R. Kelly, because all the things that's going on out here in these hoods, it seems like these thugs just need a hug. This R. Kelly, what I need a hug.
I'm just being real, you know. I'm like the sun. I'm trying to shine on everybody, you know what I'm saying? But it's like situation after situation, you know. So I write about it to get it off my chest, you heard?
Dear mama, you wouldn't believe what I'm going through, but still I got my head up, just like I promised you. Ever since you left, your baby boy's been dealing with problem after problem. Tell me, what am I supposed to do? See, I get lost sometimes, don't understand this place. Look in the mirror sometimes and see a troubled face. And then my tears roll down and hit the sink, and I hold my head up high, hoping man upstairs can hear my cry. All these questions deep inside my mind, like, if Jesus loved me, why he leave my side? Mama,
still trying to get the answer why. You were young, 45, and you had to die. I'm always trying to help people out, and it's them same people trying to take food out my mouth. For real though, seems like the more money I make, for real, the more drama y'all try to create. For real, the more I try to move into the positive. For real, boy, y'all don't wanna let me live. When will you realize that I don't owe you nothing? Need to get up off your butt and go get your own something. I'm pulling on my hair to keep from snapping off. Fools right up in my camp and be yapping off. Somebody out there please pray on what I'm talking about. Still young, trying to figure it all out. Where am I need a hug? Is there anybody out there willing to embrace the thug? Feeling like a change of heart, and all I really need is a sign or a word from God. So shower down on me, wet me with your love. I need you to take me and lift me up. Oh yeah, I gave 13 years of my life to this industry. Hit song or not, I've given all of me. You smile in my face and tell me that you love, but then before you know the truth, you're so quick to judge me. That's alright, go ahead, keep talking. Cause I'ma hold my head up high and keep walking. And reach for the sky, focus on the plan. Rescue the ghetto with this paper and pen. And this is for the homies that we lost. Yo, we cannot forget y'all, for the hats come off. We pour a little liquor out for the memory. I know y'all up there see no home in them pearly streets. The streets survive, be careful, stay alive. I'm praying for your families, I hope you pray for mine. For real though, used to be a time you wish me well. For real though, it hurts to know you wanna see me fail. For real though, and don't forget I kept you out of jail. For real though, was my arms when you needed to be held. They turned their backs on you, who was there believing? Who said your troubles were only for a season? In church together trying to pick up all the pieces. And now you betray me, I find you in the name of Jesus. Somebody please pray on what I'm talking about. Still young, trying to figure it all out. Where am I need a hug? Is anybody out there willing to embrace a thug? Hey, feeling like a change of heart, and all I really need is a sign or a word from God. Shower down on me, wet me with your love. Yeah, I need you to take me, lift me up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, I tell you, it's enough to make you wanna give it up. Thank God for my fans, cause through it all they show me love. To my sister and two brothers, tell me why can't we just try to get along with one another? That are hurting one another, fighting one another. Man, I pray to God he get my family back together. Let me see what I wanna see, just to blind me. All of these luxuries, wine and dine. And then you push me out in front to get behind me. Then you set me up by blessing me to buy me. I'm a grown man with kids now, stakes are higher. Gotta go to church now to avoid the fire. Frankly, y'all, to keep it real, I'm just tired. Dreams of being dead, but the devil is alive. For real though, church folks, you need to stop judging. For real though, or you will be the first to be judged. For real though, and women stop depending on us men. For real, start depending on the man above. Feel me. And as for robbing, is what I need to do. Get rid of them clowns and get myself a whole other crew. Media, do your job, but please just don't make my job so hard. Somebody please pray on what I'm talking about. I'm still young, trying to figure it all out. Where am I need a hug? Hey, is anybody out there willing to embrace a thug? Feeling like a change of heart, oh. And all I really need is a sign or a word from God.
So shower down on me,
shower down on me now.
I need you to take me, lift me up. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That I'm calling on.
Where am I need a hug?
Hey, all I really need is a sign or a word from God.
So shower down on me, wet me with your love. I need you to take me, lift me up.
Left alone, but never forgotten, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and shaping me. He's building me and making me. A king is being formed right in front of your eyes. don't count me out. If you don't see what he sees, you think they're working for me. He's resting on me. I'm his choice. After his heart, the unveiling is done now. So don't count me out. No, no, let me go. Oh, but never forgot, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and making me. He's building me and shaping me. A king is being born right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out. When you don't see what he sees, you can't tell but his glory is resting on me. I'm his choice. I'm after his heart. The unveiling is done now. So don't count me out. I am no longer the same, no more.
Don't count me out.
That has been a change in me.
Yes, that was Marvin Sapp with Don't Count Me Out. And right before we went into that track, we played R. Kelly, Heaven, I Need a Hug. Cocaine, it is going down. It's Sunday afternoon. We got the Men of Faith in Action Radio cracking. I know you're feeling good. What it do, brother?
Oh, man, I'm feeling all right, all right. Like you're supposed to, you know. Anytime.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Quick blessing testimony update. You know, God has been, you know, very good, you know, to the JM camp, to the Buddy Boy camp. And, you know, we've taken advantage of the opportunity to put something out, you know, into the airwaves that's that positive and that real. And that's that new single, you know, by Justified coming out on Buddy Boy / JM. I'm blessed. And I was blessed last Sunday to have shot the video to that and blessed to already have it back. And even more so blessed for my big brother Cocaine to hit me and let me know we got our official release date for August 5th for the single I'm Blessed to drop. And I'm really excited about what I know. I don't think, I don't guess, I know that God is going to use this song to open doors and to reach people's hearts and really make them realize that they're blessed despite the troubles that they face from day to day.
Man, sure you're right, brother. It was a blessing to film it at your church, and, you know, that's part of advancing the kingdom as well, to be able to be fishermen of men and to be able to have some type of balance, even in our music. You know, I know it ain't always perfect, but, you know, have some type of balance, and that's what you allow God to use you by participating in that. You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing. So that way, you know, more people can be encouraged to make that type of song, still in my humble opinion, keeping it gangster, loving deep. You know what I'm saying? And it's just keeping it gangster for God. And that's a beautiful thing, and I can't wait till that project come out August 5th, and I'm glad I, you know, being in a position to go ahead and bless you, because you've been very dedicated, you've been very selfless, and see, that's what it's about. Whenever y'all fellowship out there, you know you're true friends when you ain't got nothing. You
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? Where somebody check on you, and that's what it's about. So, you know, anything that's coming your way, I know with the same selfless reasons that you move on around. Right? Selfless, not selfish. Selfless reasons is the reason why God is going to put you in a good position to help change people. You feel me? So, you know, big ups, man. Let's get ready to ride, and it's all for the kingdom. You know, at the same time, like I said, you know, we got to have some type of balance about ourselves, especially MCs out there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I know how to job talk with the best of them. I'm one of the best of them job talking. I'm talking about on records, you know, pop that pop, talk that talk. But it has to be something more realer, more bigger than just your lip service, you know. And we all know what that is. That's God. So we got to start incorporating positive music to balance out some of this stuff because, you know, nowadays we don't have a balance. You know, back when we made records, you know, Public Enemy, Fight the Power, and even the reason why Eazy-E was saying F the Police and NWA was saying F the Police, because we couldn't all say that. And then it just so happened that the Rodney King being exposed what millions and millions of us been going through with law enforcement. So it's those type of things that we had back then that if you look nowadays, you know, I'm not here to badger the new music or none of that. All I'm here to say is that if you notice what's popular, you know what I'm saying, it'll tell a story in itself. It's like, it's crazy. So we be resilient regardless, you know, to say, you know, we're going to put some real life stuff in our music. You know what I'm saying? Because it's brothers behind the walls. It's brothers that's going through it. It's young brothers that's... It's parents that have to bury their children, and it's unrealistic to continue to pop mollies in the song and perpetuate those frequencies out there. You know what I'm saying? And thinking that you ain't a role model when you do that. Well, guess what? You might not call yourself a role model, but they model themselves after a role that you play. So guess what? You is your role model, whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be able to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the word, you know, that I would best describe what you're saying is accountability. It's time for us to be accountable for what we say. And when you know better, you do better. And it's time for us to not be afraid to stand out and quit trying to fit in. And that's what I see happening with today's music. Everybody's trying to fit in, but what they're fitting in with is not holy and is not upright and is not going to, you know, better the future for our children. So, you know, a lot of these cats that's on the, you know, what we would refer to as bull, you know, is a great chance that they want to do some real, but they're too busy trying to fit in. But once they see more men of faith getting in action and encouraging them and showing and leading by example, I believe that they will fall in line. We can't stand on the sideline and shake our head and just, you know, let them do what they want to do. We have to lead by example and snatch them up by their collar, just like we initiated them into the hood. We got to initiate them into the mafia. You feel me? Even if we got to, you know what I mean? We don't got to put hands on them with the hands, but the greatest weapon is the word, so we need to put the word on these youngsters and jump them into this hood, jump them into this gang that's going to get out here and make things better. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's absolutely right. You're absolutely right, but more so, I totally agree with you, but more so on not a title, just eliminate Justified Cocaine and Mafia Radio. Eliminate, that's the part right there. We are the facilitators, but at the same time, the general thing is to reel them in into God, like we know He is behind us all. So all we got to do is continue to just walk by love, you know what I'm saying? Create allies in the places that normal people can't go or don't want to go, but in soul and the shine, they can't go to. So that's our thing, is to go ahead and get in into the grit of it. You know what I'm saying? Go to places and come to these streets to where we're really going to have some accountability. And that is the community. Because even in the music, a lot of our brothers and sisters forgot where they came from. They so narcissistic and other reasons, and, you know, whether they sold their soul or not or whatever the reasons, I'm not here to judge, but they simply forgot. And I just thank God that He allows us, you know, even I owe all everything to glory to God, even the times of all my accolades, awards, or anything, to shut off my back. But at the same time, it's like it's a blessing to be able to go into different other hoods and different other situations in the community that other people can't go because they might have all the money in the world, but one thing they don't have is the love for the people. And see, that's our job, is to go ahead and not, you know, Mafia Radio, to me, brother, is something, a platform that God has set up and using us for and using us all for, because we're on the faith and action out there. This belongs to all of us. So we want to, you know, continue to play the type of music that you do. It's a blessing, you know, and it's a blessing that we take the time out to come together and talk about God and do our best we can, whether we limping or whether we walking up straight. We it's about God, and Mafia Radio is definitely the platform. But bigger than this platform, or idol, or title, or anything like that, it's about God, and we working for God. And who's to say we're not working for God? You? Who's to say you not working for God? Me? No. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. It's about balancing this stuff out, man. We got to have some type of balance. This is my balance. You know, this is your balance. This is how we let God use us. You feel me? We make it too complex. We think put this in a way and put that in a way when God is saying don't do all that. Just be quiet, be still real quick, and just stop letting the worry and talking victory and stop talking. We brothers and sisters out there, when something hits you, don't talk defeated. That's why you can't get advanced in the first place, because it's not the next person that's holding you back, more so than you're holding yourself back, because the words that are coming out of your mouth sometimes are defeating your blessings. So the biggest defeat of your blessings is what you're doing right, what you do ain't doing, what you're doing wrong. Or did I do this? Or did I do that? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Things, just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? We too busy trying to think on somebody else and worry about this. Just be yourself. You know, and that's what Mafia Radio to me, man, where you can just be yourself. And you know what I'm saying? Whether you call in or whether you guys listening in some type of fashion or form, you can feel the energy that's coming, you know what I'm saying, from the program, because, you know, it's about being inspired. And we hope today with the music and stuff that we can do that we can inspire you to balance out your music, to get informed about what's going on in the world, you know what I'm saying, and to do something about it. The next step, everybody can listen, but we need doing. That's what God needs doing. God want me to get up on this program Sunday with my brothers and fellowship with the seed that's been handed in his hand. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm not perfect, and I don't have to say that, but that's what I'm going to do. So we all have to do the same thing, fall in line, and then you'll find out that you know, you never judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying? It's not the rust on the outside of the car more so than the shiny inside that's in the engine. Well, we coming from the engine part. The engine, the hood is covered with rust, but when it comes to God, that engine is the most shiniest. And that's what we want to, you know, encourage others out there to continue to, you know, bless somebody today. You know, bless somebody and just forgive somebody today. I know it hurt. I know you'd be like, oh, no. Nah. Do something you ain't never did before. You know, and that's an indication that it is not about you, it's about God. Because how can we say we push God if we let our flesh and let our emotions make us so stubborn to where we can't forgive? See? That's what it's about. Because it's really you against yourself.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. We want to send a shout-out to the callers that are in the queue, the 951s, the 909s, the 310s. We thank you for tuning in. And if you're listening online and you're wondering how you can join this conversation, you can hit us up at area code 646-200-4945. Make sure you press that 1 button if you want to come on. We got a 310 that's been on hold with us for a minute. We want to bring them in, see if they got some good game to bring to the table. 310, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
All right, now, I just want to come out, and this is Andre, by the way. I want to come out and send some blessings toward both of our hosts and all our family and listeners. How everybody doing today?
Oh, you know, we blessed, big homie. How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Chimed in on the conversation when you were speaking on music and where it was and where it is now. Very interesting, you know, being that I grew up in the 80s, gangster rap, groups like the College Boys and TLC and all of those type of folks to get here to where we are today and then what's being put out today. So I definitely appreciate it being spoke on this platform because it definitely needs to be spoke on and corrected.
Right. Like we said, it's all about, you know, just accountability. And, you know, without the negative, the positive has no light. So, you know, God is going to even use the negative to highlight the positive. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. We pray for a change, but more than praying for it, we have to be active towards it, and that's what it's about, men of faith in action. We're not going to sit here and point out the problems. We're going to bring together the solutions and move on it. So, you know, individually, myself, Cocaine, you know, we've reached a level of accountability and responsibility in our music, and we're going to push that line and hope that, you know, others, you know, see it and feel it and join it. You know what I mean? It takes one or two to start a movement, but, you know, we will get to that million-man march again to where we come together for what's right. It's time for that. So that's why this Mafia platform is here to round up the troops and get them all in line so we can go ahead and make our move, because Satan is definitely making his move. You know what I mean? He's in position, but he's only in position to fail because victory is already ours.
That's right. Before I get out of here, I don't want to take too much time, but I definitely want to say hello and a special thank you to Big Brother Cocaine, Big Brother Justified, King Assassin, and there's a whole list of others, but I definitely appreciate everybody just like y'all appreciate me. So thank you.
God bless you,
Big Homie.
Yes, sir. All right, man. We
hey, well,
have
I'm
a great day, man. I'm going to keep listening and, you know, anxious to hear what somebody else has to say.
That's what's up. And that's why we're going to encourage all those that are on the line to go ahead and press that one button and let God use you. But in the meantime, in between time, we was talking about this new single that we're about to drop and how God is going to use it. So we're going to give y'all a little taste of it. This is that Justified, What I Know I'm Blessed. Check it out.
Alright,
feeling real blessed.
Alright,
let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me through it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't got to walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. I woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that, and he kept that faith. Still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back, and I went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor reigns fair, I know I've been blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids. Too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing? Wanna know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
Better late than never.
change but the weather. I learned a valuable lesson. As quickly you get blessed, you can lose your blessing.
You can go high, you can go low, you can give up when things go wrong. Well, I'm willing to pay my dues. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But don't come around like a one-legged stone. It's how to keep moving.
Now I remember when I used to be the life of the party. Pitting tab at the bar, drinks for everybody. Niggas that I thought used to be my brothers, but when I lost it all, started showing they true colors. It wasn't celebrating a nigga to put salt on my name. All these MCs I blessed in the shady rap game. Felt humiliated, busted and disgusted. The whole world's laughing at me. Niggas I trust. But the same thing Satan designed to kill me is the same thing God used for a nigga victory. Rose out of the ashes, putting paint where it ain't. Got the family on deck, tenfold in the bank. Couldn't thank you scandalous niggas enough. Seems odd because of your wicked ways brought me closer to God. Cause these rap niggas in the game is some weirdos, plucking their eyebrows, painting a nigga toes. I used to like Boy George records, but real niggas don't wear no dresses. The game is so vicious, niggas take it up their ass to get Illuminati rich. Some niggas pay dues and some niggas don't. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He restored my soul for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the faith. Try to tell me first. He said, Slick, hope you're ready, rappers get it worse. When I was just Don Moon, it was all church. But ever since recognition, I done felt cursed. When I was a crash test dummy, they all loved me. But once the cash got chunky, some was like, fuck me. Cali gangbanging rules need to be adjusted. The guidelines ain't in favor of the homies bubbling. They don't understand the industry. You could be struggling just because a nigga got a deal. Don't mean he check busting. You got a 360 deal, you hungry still. Supposed to be on tour. Nigga, I'm OT with peers. I get the chills when I think of how I could've ended on the foyard with all my luxury suspended. Cause of some shit a nigga that's supposed to be my friend did. Free all the homies that didn't get the memo I did. Trill.
You can go high, you can go home, you can give up when things go wrong. But I'm willing to pay my dues. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But one don't come around like a one-legged stone. It's time to keep moving.
Yeah, that was back-to-back Buddy Boy and JM with that Justified, I Know I've Been Blessed, and Cocaine featuring Mick G Slick, Time Keeps Moving On. Definitely, definitely two hot joints. Time Keeps Moving On is now available on iTunes. Go on and pick that up and bang it in your ride and get some good game. And that Justified, I Know I've Been Blessed is coming out on August 5th under Buddy Boy JM. I love that Time Keeps Moving On, Coca. That's the jam right there, man, and you spitting that truth, and I salute you for being accountable and responsible with your message. You did that.
Man, that record right there was talking to us hood brothers. That's who was talking to, you know what I'm saying? And it's something to put testimony, you know, out there, you know what I'm saying, from the heart, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's typically targeted for that, and you know, big ups to Mitchie Slick because he came down and had some good game to put on there too, you know, that brothers like us would relate to. So I'm happy to put that out, you know, and plus, you know, TSP, you know, from Osai, you know, he did an incredible beat. I was like, man, this is, there has to be street gospel on this one right here. So big ups to my loc out there, you know, putting a dope record together, and it's hood, it's gangster, but it's gangster for the truth. And you know, thanks a lot, man. You know, hope everybody go out there and support it. But most importantly, you know, soak up the game, the message that's in the music. You know, just like I'm blessed, man. That's, you touched on it too. It's like, that's what I'm talking about, you know. I'm blessed is going to be a big record because, you know, it's going to be a record that we will hit all the gospel channels on and, you know, and all the way from the clubs to the streets. So it's that type of record that can cross over, kind of like how CC Winan and them crossed over with I'm Lost Without You. You know what I'm saying? So it's, it has that type of appeal on there. And I know, you know, churches is, you know, that's where this record is going to really have an impact in the churches, you know, because it's something that's, that the youngsters can dance to, too. And we got to grab our youngsters, you know, however, you know, from the streets, from the pulpit to anywhere, you know what I mean, with that music. So, you know, good stuff that you did right there. And, you know, I thank God that God get the glory out of that song, I'm Blessed, as well.
Amen to that. He planted that seed inside me to, you know, drop it. And like I said, it just, it was one of them things where, like, I actually drove down, you know, down the hill to the studio because it was just something bubbling in me. Like, man, I got to get in the lab. I got to get in the lab. And I usually don't, you know, write at the studio. I usually write at home, and I only go to the studio to drop vocals. You'll be on that clock. So I go in there and work like that. But I just went down there like, I need a beat. And, you know, my producer, you know, he pulled up that track. It was the first track he pulled up. And I just, my pen instantly started writing. And I knew it was something special about it as we was writing and recording it. And then, you know, you heard it. And you know what I'm saying? The rest is history, man. It's coming out on Buddy Boy JM August 5th. And
yeah.
I know the world is going to support it because the world is hungry for inspiration. They want to be told that they're blessed. They want somebody to say, look, I've been through what you went through and I made it. So when they can hear somebody, you know, that's been through what they're going through and tell them how they got out of it and that how is God, then they have really no choice but to try that. You know what I mean? It's like, if you got a flat tire and you don't know how to change it, you feel me? And somebody come by that know how to change that tire, they're going to hook it up. And then you're going to learn from that. And you're going to know, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that, and I'm back on the road again. It's the same thing with God. When you're going through something, whether it's sickness or whether it's, you know, your own strongholds and temptations and addictions, and you can hear a word from somebody that experienced those same exact things that you can relate to, and they tell you the recipe to get out of it, man, they're going to listen because they want to. But we're going to take it to these callers. Once again, we want to thank everybody that is on the line. And if you are listening online, you can call in at 646-200-4945. Press that one button, and we will get you on the air. But we're going to go to this 909 that's been holding with us. Look like one of our faithfuls, but I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure we got an angel in the building. 909-463, what it do?
Hey, it's Raina B, and I know I'm blessed this morning. Just wanted to call and say hey and shout out y'all and let you know I'm still here. And mainly I wanted to let our viewers know, you know, we're talking about how to help our community. And one way of helping our community is to show love by encouraging, by helping out, by giving a helping hand when it's necessary. You know, a lot of us have come a long way, and one of the best ways to show God that you're grateful is by helping somebody out, you know what I mean? And just wanted to remind our audience that, you know, Justified suffered a loss of his family. You know, he lost his wife in April, and as his loving community, we just all want to come together and help him and contribute to him and his family in any way that we can. So we have started a GoFundMe project. If you go to GoFundMe.com, and it's entitled Be a Blessing and Help This Family Reunite, we are coming together to try and, you know, help Justify to, you know, get his kids back here in Cali so they can start school, you know, give them what they need to start school. You know, we all know what it takes to go to school, school supplies, uniforms, you know, and being that Justify did lose his wife, you know, just the emotional toll. And we all know realistically it's a huge financial toll on any family that loses a loved one and, you know, has to bury them. So like I said, everybody, you know, $5, $10, $20, whatever you have will truly be appreciated. We encourage you to, like I said, be a blessing. You know, sometimes if you give from your little, God will give you back a lot. And, you know, we don't give. That's not our motivation to give. Our motivation is to give, like I said, to show God that we're grateful for what we have. So I know that we will be blessed by encouraging our brother and helping, you know, uplift him through this difficult time where he has really put on a good, you know, he's really worked hard to get to deal with the emotional turmoil of what he's been through and still stay in the game, and he's got to provide financially for his children. So we as a community, like I said, we as his community want to help. So join me in going to GoFundMe.com. You can find the link on my Facebook page. You can find the link on Justify's Facebook page. So please come and join us and help us to help our brother.
Well, I'm going to say, you know, thank you to you, because when you, you know, had contacted me and told me that that's what was on your heart to do that, you know, me, I'm one of them, you know, prideful type of cats that, you know, really have a hard time asking man for help. I always go to God, but I looked at it as I went to God and I prayed to God, you know, to make a way, you know, to help me, which he has. And, you know, every day I wake up, it's a blessing, and, you know, we make it to what we need. But I had to humble myself and look at as the, you know, how you came at me with the GoFundMe situation as an answer from God, because I asked him, God, I'm doing this, I need that, and, you know, I know you'll make a way, and I trust him with everything. And as we know, God uses people, and I thank you, you know, for, you know, making yourself a vessel, you know, for God to work through, to even, you know, go do that and set that up. And, you know, it was a blessing. And like I said, people have already, you know, started, you know, putting into that. And it's going to be a blessing. And, you know, like I said, as humbly as I know how to be, I'm just appreciative, you know, that God put that on your heart to do that. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You know, you can push it. I'm just trusting God that this, whether it come through GoFundMe or whatever, you know, I know God going to make a way. But I do salute you for, you know, allowing yourself to be used in that way.
Well, thank you. You know, God does, it's true, God really does use people. That's how he blesses us. And we have to encourage one another. Sometimes we're so caught up in our own problems and our own troubles that we're going through. But if you can just separate yourself from that and give to someone else, a lot of times that's where you find your blessing. That's where you find the answer to your problem. I've had my own personal struggles, you know, and people have helped me. So it's just on my heart to always be a giver and be a helper, and to allow God to use me. And these types of things, you know, first of all, I know a lot of people can be somewhat leery, you know what I mean? Like, what? I'm going to get money too? For what? You know, I don't know them. But the truth is, we've all had times where we could use a helping hand. And I'm one to believe that whatever I need, I give. You know, if I need love, give love. Need some money, give some money. And that's one way for us, you know, as a community, to come together and to begin to heal, you know, from everything that our community suffers from. You know, let's start helping each other. If we know somebody that's in need, let's help it. If I got it, I'm going to give it, you know. Even if I don't got it, I'm going to try to find a way. So that's one way I know that our community can come together, is just get outside of ourselves and start looking around for who we can help.
That's a blessing right there. Well, we definitely appreciate you. I know you've been, you know, tuning in the majority of the show. I've seen you in the queue. And we're going to get into our three-player three coming up here. We got some new music from DMX. Well, not necessarily new, but maybe new to you if you've never heard it before. I know it was new to me when I looked it up. But definitely some powerful music. That's our three-player three artist today, DMX. And we're going to jump into that right now. If you're listening online and you want to join us, it's 646-200-4945. Press that one button and we will bring you in. But right now we're going to go into this three-player three, DMX. Check it out, y'all.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus loves me. He told me so. That's why when it gets ugly, he hugs me, cause he knows me, yo. You gotta let go and let God. Sometimes from the get-go you go hard. It's like the darker it gets, the brighter my life will shine. So regardless, I'm loving this life of mine. And with the Lord by my side, it don't matter what the call of life. Just let me in, cause I'm going for the ride, baby. Like, ain't got the shit to believe it. I just know you gave me the word that I really needed. So I pray for my enemies, I pray for my family, my friends, my loved ones, and those who protect.
a chance. So I thank you for the plan.
Thank you.
I thank you for your hand.
Thank
you.
Shepherd.
Watching over your flock of sheep. But I'm good because you watch in the dark when I'm sleeping.
Beginning.
That's why sometimes even though it looks like I'm losing, I'm still winning.
Yeah.
But I ain't never been blind,
yeah.
Never gonna sign,
yeah.
Never been one to let the devil know what's on my mind.
Right.
He wants to destroy you, but the Lord will resurrect you. If you hug the little boy, then the man will protect you. From the dark to the light,
what?
Right to the wrong.
What?
I'ma stay up in this fight,
what?
From the night to the morn.
Well,
as I'm in the grace of God, my heart will stay true.
Well,
and I'ma do whatever the heart will say do. And
morning and And I realize that with you in my life, every day's worth it, cause I have a purpose, and I don't always do right. My tests and trials, they come to make me strong. So I will hold on until the day you come.
Gotta know.
Yeah, that is the end of our three-play at three with DMX. We started it off with Jesus Loves Me, followed up by Lord, We Thank You, and we sent it out with You Just Gotta Know. Definitely some powerful messages in that music, definitely from a powerful man that has done a lot in this industry and has a big influence on the game, and we've got to witness a lot of his, you know, downfalls via media and, you know, seeing, you know, his story. So to know where he came from and what he's come through to get to a point to where you just want to say, Jesus loves me and we thank you, Lord, and let folks know you got to know. That's powerful right there, and that's what we're about here at Mafia, is using our influence to give God the praise. What you feel about that three-player three, Coca?
Oh, that was right on time. God bless Brother DMX. I mean, you know, he was at the top, and then, you know, Satan came along with his issues, and he overcame, and he, you know, hopefully the brother continued to stay on that path, because that's a cold-ass monkey to get off your back. You
Man,
know?
It is,
so,
and it is, like we always say, our imperfection is our purpose to praise. That man is still not perfect. That man still fights demons, but it's all about the praise that comes out of our mouth. So when we can humble ourselves and say, thank you, Lord, you know, that's the battle right there. It's not going to be that we'll be perfect or that we won't fall. It's that we know we can get back up and that victory is ours. And as long as we can hold on to that hope of forgiveness and grace, man, we can't lose. We stay winning, like you say.
Hey, man. Hey, man, and it's simply like that. If it was based upon our sins, we would all disappear on the earth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, God, like you said, doesn't show partiality to the right and left. He can use what Satan just thought he was going to do. God will turn it around on him, you know? So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Doing your best to make a difference. Do your best to do exactly what God put your purpose here for, and that's to love your brothers and sisters, and not be gullible. No, not at all be gullible, but at the same time to continue to be resilient, even though people are throwing stones and different other places like that. It's still for us to go ahead and ask God what he wants us to do, not what we want to do all the time. So.
Right, and like you've always said, and we talk about it off and on air, you say it comes to a point to where it's not about us trusting God, it's about God trusting us and being able to, you know, make the right decisions and to pick the right choices, because that's one thing that he did bless us with, is the gift of choice. He forces us to do nothing, and, you know, love gives you options, you know what I mean? And it's up to us to decide whether we're going to follow his way or submit to our own flesh we want and do, you know, what we want to do. But sometimes when we do what we want to do, you know, receipt.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes human beings is very hard-headed, but the good thing about grace is that it's the hard-headedness is irrelevant to what grace is. And I just thank God for grace that he continues to change people's heart around. Because when people's heart is dark, it's hard for them to understand the light. They laugh and mock at it. But us, you know, that inherit the light from the Lord, it's for us to be resilient still no matter what, you know.
Of course, we got to press forward, and like my daddy always tell me, no test, no testimony. You can't get a testimony without going through a test, because you have to have been through something to come out of something. So, you know, some would take us longer than others, you know, and I'm just thankful for all my tests, because it's made me where I am, you know, and made me who I am, to where I can pretty much, I feel like, you know, I can walk in this world and still keep my head high despite the things that I see in front of me, because I've been through these things and I've been delivered from these things. Therefore, I'm no longer afraid of those things because I know I got victory over them. So, you know, I can go, like you said, we can go through hoods and, you know, be around the dirtiest and grimiest of the grimy and still be covered with favor and grace and come out alive, you know what I mean, and leave with impact to somebody before we leave. You know, you can't come around. And this is just to our camp. You know, you can't come around Buddy Boy and JM and not experience God, because it's in our conversation. It's in the way that we move. It's in the way that we bless others. It's the way that we do what we do. This is, we're not a gospel label, but we are a truth movement. You feel me? We move in truth. And that's why we move the way that we do, because God is in the driver's seat and we remain, you know, in the passenger seat, allowing him to lead us. And we go through a lot of different places, but with him in the driver's seat at all times. And that's why we do what we do, and we go where we go, and we come out how we come out, because we covered up and prayed up. And I'm happy to be, a part of a label and a team that put God first. And, all our members, everybody from Buddy Boy didn't hit up Mafia Radio and share some truth. And you know what I mean? And they support us. They listen. And, not only do they listen, they go out and share. And like I said, our biggest example is through our actions. And people see how we move, and they know God is with us. So salute you, General of the team, Buddy Boy JM, You keep us in prayer. You call us all up. You talk to us. We have our business conversations. You're very thorough with that. But then at the same time, you take time to call and say, I just want to pray with you. And that's what it's going to take. And, I chop it up with a lot of cats, and they all say the same thing when I bring your name up. Man, Coker, that's a real one, man. He called me the other day and was like, homie, let's pray. Like, he didn't even want nothing but to pray. And, so I salute you for allowing God to use you to your influence that you have over so many people, especially your Pomona residents. You are something for them to look up to. You are a role model that, God has put in place and allowed the things that have happened in your past, to just make you much stronger in your future. So salute you, big bro, for, not just talking the mafia talk, but actually doing it.
All glory to God, man. I receive that, brother. All glory to God. Without him, I couldn't tie my shoe on straight. I wouldn't know how to think. I would have probably had 50 million nervous breakdowns. You know what I'm saying? But God looked past my imperfections like he looked past all of our imperfections. And it's just so good. Sometimes you can't even put words to it. You do your best to articulate it. And it's all about God, man. It's always been about God. When I catch myself kind of straying away like a little sheep, I'm reminded, I come back home and I praise God for that grace, because, he catch you in time. You say, keep your eyes on me, but then you look at the storm sometimes, hey, man, you start to sink, but then he catch you in time, and that's the meaning of grace. No matter what, we all trying to figure out some things, but sometimes we don't need to figure out what has already been figured out. We don't need to talk defeated, which has already claimed the victory over. So it's a constant thing as we go through our processes in life, trying to process what God is trying to do something for us in the middle of our process. Thank you, man. Like, he's the best thing, best force ever in anyone's life. And when God get a hold of you, it's just something that he does to you. And that don't mean that you picture perfect, of course not. But the more you push towards God, the more your eyes start to be open and realize, some of the things that you do, you can man up or woman up on, and just do right. The name of the thing is just do right. When I leave this planet, I want people to say, man, you know what, Coca Jerry, man, that was a good dude, man. He always put God first. He always put his family first. Now, you might hear the stories and all that stuff, but what greatness don't come out of struggle? And see, that's the thing we have to keep in our mind, because we can. It's a choice. And sometimes we boggle down by distractions and things that are attached to us. But it's so simple, man. The devil don't want you to say, help me, God. That's the first start. He don't want you to say, help me through this situation. Because he wants you to think it don't mean nothing when you say it. But you know what? The devil is the master of confusion and lies. He's the author of liars. So therefore, it starts with you taking a step. God, help me to be in a situation to get over this issue I'm over, or help me to be a blessing to somebody else, which is the biggest blessing in the world. And you do that, and he works supernaturally.
Nothing is as it seems when God works. You will not understand it off the bat. It will be so discombobulating to your mind. You'd be like, huh? But then when you see it, you actually witness it, you can't put words to it. Sometimes you might have tears of joy. Sometimes you might just laugh, and people don't know why you're laughing. And it's the reason why is because God is so good, and you do not deserve none of those blessings. But his grace is good. And see, that's a God we serve, that he's merciful. You know, he don't baste you and give you on shell out condemnation. Yes, he expects you to do something according to his principles, but at the same time, you still got time to say, God, help me. You feel me? And that's what I want, you know. That's even the little testimonies we have about our own personal lives. If anything we can give each and every individual listen to us is your personal testimony. That's something that Satan cannot take away from you, because the more you give it and the more you say it out, you call out those things into the atmosphere to where it reveals itself. You see what I'm saying? But you can't do anything boggled inside. If you keeping all that pain and putting the S on your chest and think you can boggle it inside, you're going to crack. Remember, pressure busts a pipe. You have to talk to God, and you have to spew it out of your mouth loud, even if you don't understand it.
Most definitely, Coke, I feel that for sure. We want to shout out our listeners that are in the queue, the 909s, the 951s, 310s. We appreciate you guys tuning in, as you always do. If you're online and you're wondering how you can join this conversation, the number is 646-200-4945. In the meantime, in between time, when you see us out there in the street shining, you got to understand that it's not us. It's the God in us. So we're going to go to this Mary Mary with the God in me. Check it out.
You're listening to The Sound.
right here goes out to the homegirl Tish. Unbreakable Me by Sugar T. Sugar T with Unbreakable Me. She was a guest here on Mafia maybe a month ago, maybe a little longer, but she definitely came to the airwaves with a positive testimony, and she's doing a lot out there for the sisters in the community. Like I said, we wanted to send that song out to my homegirl, Tish, let her know, keep her head up, and she's unbreakable because God is inside of her. Big Cocaine, we down to the last 30 minutes of the show, Brother Maine. Tell me something good.
Oh, man, that last cut was off the chain, you know. Sis did her thing on there. That's what it's about. Unbreakable. You know, she get it. we're unbreakable by the hand of God. You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful song, especially coming from the woman's side, you know?
Yeah, man, like you said, this is Men of Faith and Action Radio, but what's a man without a good woman on the scene, you feel me? So we definitely salute our sisters that's out there pushing the line and that's, you know, being positive and, you know, encouraging brothers, because it's a trip, man, you know, being out here and in the situation that I'm in now. And I've had conversation, you know, with different women, and I just observe a lot, and it seems like the devil really got a hold on, you know, these young women. It's like, the picture, I can't explain it, bro, but it's like they be quick to run from a real one, you know what I'm saying, that's going to bring that encouragement that, you know, there's going to be, you know, a God man in their life, you know what I mean, and they're attracted to, you know, these dudes that's out there on some weirdo business, you know what I mean, and I just don't know, but I believe it's in the program, and I believe it's in the television shows that, you know, they're painting a picture of what a woman is supposed to be or what a woman is, and it's really a false image. You know, you got Atlanta Housewives, and you got Basketball Wives, and you got Bad Girls Club, and you know, this and that, and it's really just, like, to me, it's, like, disgusting. You know what I'm saying? It really, like, turned my stomach on me to see, you know, what the world has, you know, painted the picture of our, you know, black woman, and I'm not prejudiced or, you know, racist or anything like that, but, you know, my heart is drawn to, you know, to the black woman, so I just hate to see so much negative out there that's painting the picture, because if you've never, you know, been here to Cali or to Atlanta or wherever these shows are based at, and you're out the country and you're watching, this is your perception of black people. And media has just tore us down in such a way, you know what I mean? But then here we are ourselves, we contribute to it. You know, we add fuel to the fire by doing the dumb stuff that we do. So, you know, I just send a prayer out for everybody, man, that they open up their eyes to some real and, you know, get rid of that fake and keep it pushing with God. You feel me? I might have got off subject, but that's what my spirit says.
You're right on point, because a lot of that stuff is just, you know, putting out frequencies. It's like the devil is a real clever magician. Look how he do it. He make shows called reality shows, make people that's supposed to act right in this reality on the earth an illusion. Now, that's a cold twist. You feel me? So it's what they feed their minds, and you know what I'm saying? It's sad when you go on Facebook and you go past certain things, and your phone happen to stop or stop on something on your Facebook phone. And then you be like, and you see, like, why they got these little kids twerking like that? And these dogs slapped out of them. But you know what? That's what media has used, what we've been known as guinea pigs for years. You know, I'm not for just years, for thousands and thousands of years. So, you know, we get what's going on, man. It's no different than moving around cattle. You know how the cowboys do it? They, they move a section to this cattle. So, you know, it's not by chance that these young brothers in Chicago is killing themselves, because really, I don't know, I can't name 10 black gun owner stores that own stores. They put the guns in, they section them off, they move them around like cattle. And all that is to put out all the news that's on here. The news on here, they misinterpreted everything on purpose. It's called propaganda. They put it out there. They trick and seduce people and swindle people. So therefore, all these things that are feeding our children's minds, fam, is just giving them something to pattern themselves after. Because you do the same thing. If you're a little kid, you just now crawling, first thing you're doing is watching his mama, daddy. They watch everything we doing. And they emulate everything we do. So, you know, Satan is planning to set this up for a reason. And you think World Star is bad? Yeah, World Star is bad, but nothing is compared to the shit that they putting up. I said it right, shit, that they putting up on Facebook. It's crazy. They're allowing this stuff to happen. They're monitoring everybody. Even the conversation that we have in the NSA is listening to it.
And it's crazy when you talk about, like, you know, the Facebook, because, you know, you'll get casters, you know, putting up positive stuff, and, you know, they might be speaking against, you know, certain things that other people believe in, and they'll get blocked, and they'll get reported, and, you know, Facebook will put you on probation. You can't, you know, do this or do that. But then how does all the bullshit, and you said it what it is, how does the bullshit make it?
They, you know what, that reptilian Zuckerman Jack in cahoots, man, let me shut up. But look, man, it's crazy. I mean, like, how, you know, outside of putting some of the pictures which were profound on there, you know, about the bodies that's been shoveled up in Gaza, like crazy. You know what I'm saying? But they putting people in domes and just crazy raping. And most messed up in the world is messing with our children, cuz. Man, it's crazy. It's like, how can this happen? Well, we get it. See, people saying, how can this happen when this is prophecy? It's going down. You better believe these are the last days while people thinking, oh, it's not. No, these are the last days, fam. It is some crazy, crazy stuff going on. It's sacrificing and devil worship and all kind of stuff feeding up through our music. And ain't nobody saying nothing because you know why they can't? They in cahoots with Satan. Man, y'all can sell your soul if you want to, but mine ain't for hire, Jack. Hey, that's a bullet I'd gladly take not to denounce God. I never denounce God. And that's what these dudes and these people are up against. But fear not still. Just because media hide things up and other things, God got a way of creeping right through all that. You know, so we're not to feel so sad just because it appeared that Satan's winning. He's an illusionist. He's always going to appear that he's doing this and doing that. But then even Satan got to bow his knee when the Messiah comes. Hey, Jack, you know what I'm saying? So it's going back to the same thing, man. It's just we got to be careful. You got to do your best to do better and soak up enough knowledge. And just practice loving, you know what I'm saying? And the love part starts at the home. You know, that's where you find God at, too. The love starts in the Word or the Quran or your connection to Almighty, you know? Because that's the only thing that's going to save us, fam. And I want to be saved. I used to run around here like, I don't want to be saved. Say, well, I done done bad this and all this. Ain't nobody, God ain't going to do that. All that bull crap I was saying out of my mouth, and God slapped the back of my neck with a big-ass slap cam, like, bow, here, sit your ass down. I'm going to get you smacked right real quick, and you're going to understand all the stuff that you used to think was toxic and poison. And you're going to realize, I let this punk-ass shit mess with me. I let this punk-ass humiliation mess with me. Just what Satan was stopping me from. And then you just give God his glory because, man, you look back and the next person is in the blind box. We ain't so much different from. What makes you so much different? Well, you think you so much of a golden child? We don't deserve nothing. God allows us to earn it, but he deserves it. Because look at us now, man. It's like you got to be grateful. You got to be grateful for the littlest things and stop holding yourself in contempt of court. But all that bullcrap guilt, that's the problem in the first place. You're making it complex towards getting towards God. And see, that's what I had to realize, that Jerry, stop making it complex. You're putting all this stuff on your weights on your dumbbell more than you can lift from your chest. So I just said, man, you know what, that's stuff. I ain't going to do it no more. And life is much better like this, man. Like, I'm very, I know to humble myself. You know, I know how to marginalize the business because this is the entertainment business that I'm in, so I got to promote myself. No bragging intended, but I'm confident in my skills in promotion and marketing. This is a business. But this is the real me, Jerry B. Long. Humble yourself. I don't care who you think you is. Humble yourself because the real leadership comes in stewardship. The real leadership has come when you're the biggest helper, just like the sister said. And it's things that we do behind closed doors, Brother Justify, that I don't even have to acknowledge to the people out there because that's between us and God. You know what I'm saying? That you understand? And brothers out there that's on the battlefield, that Brother Big to the Boy out there doing his thing, and Low, and, you know, my Loke, baby Loke and them, and this whole crew from the old saw thing, and certain people that it would take a week naming that it's a lot of unsung heroes out there. That's what we have to do, go to the forefront. So this allows us to go to the forefront, hands down.
Amen to that, brother. And while we are out here on this battlefield, there's one thing that we must keep in mind, and nobody says it better than Yolanda Adams. The battle is not yours. It's already been won by the Lord. We're going to get into some of this music.
Mountain looked small, couldn't wait till I had it all. Closer I get, the more distant I feel. The more I thought I had, the less it all seemed real. Suddenly I found the only thing for me that counts, and I can't imagine my life without you. Once in a lifetime, find a love you know is real. Once in a lifetime, find something that makes your soul bleed. Once in a lifetime, find a friendship that's worth the wait. And once in a lifetime, you find joy you can't replace. I used to think that it was the trophies on my wall. Thought if I'd won, then I'd have it all. And I couldn't wait till everybody knew my name. I had my own idea of fame. Closer I get, the more distant I feel. The more that I thought I had, the less it all seemed real. And suddenly I found the only thing for me that counts. I can't imagine my life without you. Once in a lifetime, you find a love you can't let go. And once in a lifetime, you find the purpose to live on. Once in a lifetime, you find the meaning of your dreams. And once in a lifetime, you find the one who gives life meaning. Once in a lifetime, you find the love you know is real. Oh, once in a lifetime, you find something that makes your soul live. Once in a lifetime, you find a friendship that's worth the wait. Oh, once in a lifetime, you find joy you can't replace. Oh, once in a lifetime, I found the best thing I know. Once in a lifetime, there's no sign of letting go. I know what I found is true. Though I've searched in every place to find the thing that makes life complete, now I know, Lord, that thing is you.
Yeah. Yes, yes, that was my boy Smokey Norfolk with Once in a Lifetime. And prior to that, that was Yolanda Adams with The Battle Is Not Yours. We want to thank everybody that's tuned in to this edition of Mafia Radio. We're going to keep it moving by going to these call lines. I see a 920 area code that's in the building with us, so I'm going to mic them up right now. 920-474, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine. It's the Mafia Radio Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're blessed, we're blessed.
Last.
I just wanted to call in. I'm calling on behalf of my husband. He didn't actually want to call in and speak, but I've seen, you know, your name, Cocaine, on Facebook and different things like that. I never knew who you was, and, you know, automatically when people see your name, they kind of associate it with something negative. And you were talking to my husband this morning, and I walked in on your conversation and the things that you were telling him, and I noticed that you ended the call in a prayer, and it was so blessing to me because me and my husband – our prayers have recently been that God aligns us with people that are of him, because you can grind and do all the things that you're set out to do, but if God is not in it, it's not going to work. And so when I heard you talking to him this morning, that was just such a blessing to me. So when he was saying, you know, you have this radio show, we decided to listen in. And, you know, I just want to say keep doing what you're doing, because you never know who you're reaching and who you're touching.
All glory to God. I'm happy to be there for, you know, and for you praying with you, you know, as you praying with me, you know, that's what it's about. We fellowshipping, and we have families behind this here, you know what I'm saying? And one thing I know by experiences, and through you guys' experiences that we can all agree upon, is that there is no greatness unless it comes out of struggle. And when the greatness comes out of struggle and you see your family, you know, it's you want to give God all the glory, because you know, he don't have to wake us up in the morning, first of all. And when he do,
right,
you know, and we see our babies, and my heart goes out to our brothers and sisters that's losing their life senselessly. I mean, senselessly, the youngsters. And then I turn over, and I just got to be grateful to God that I can get up and see my own personal babies, with the exception of having all humiliation. Because it's far from cute to see these youngsters kill each other. And we have an opportunity to do right by them. And God chose us, the ones that was down in the dirt, the ones that were confused at one time in their life, the one that was a part of that life, part of that lifestyle. But he turned us around for one thing, because God never consulted our past to determine our future. And our kids, these are our kids' future. These are our precious that are on Facebook and that is twerking on a website that all the rappers still support to this day called Worldstar. This is past hideous. It's wickedness. And as a person, I can't be, and we all can't be the only one to say, what the hell's going on? WTF. So with that being said, going back to what the brother said, sister, it's like the battle is not ours, because if we thought the battle was just ours, we would have nervous breakdowns. It's too
right.
many overwhelming things going on the planet. So I praise God for you guys. May God continue to blossom you guys. You guys go hand in hand like me and my wife go hand in hand. And behind every successful man has to be a virtuous wife or a mate. So I salute you for that, because you closer to God than you know, sister. You know, we numbskulls, and you understand how to be compatible, and we learn how to grow. But then God, you know what I'm saying, brought one together as one, and nobody can break that apart. Satan, he hates families. He
right.
absolutely hates married couples. He wants not, that's like, oh my, that's the bad taste in Satan's mouth. So that's what we want to continue to do, by encouraging each other through these prayers, even if it's incrementally praying by step, that we're not reckoning with our own reasoning. We won't allow Satan to go ahead and dictate us. God is in control, and he's pushing us towards what's dear to his heart, and that's the family. You're my family, I'm you guys. God bless your family, God bless Justified family and all the families out there. And for those that don't have a family, this is the beautiful part about this. Get this. Is that you're automatically adopted into the greatest family that you could ever have on this planet. And that's with God. So it does not matter if you're in a group home or we are all in the same family. Dusty, not dusty, clean, not clean. It does not matter. So God bless you, sister, and I appreciate you calling. And it's an honor to continue because the key is in consistency. Satan wants to stop our praise, but the more he tries, the more God brings us to victory. So glory to God, and God bless you and your family.
Bless you all, too.
Yep, yep, we appreciate you for calling in. We want to keep these calls moving. We are down to the last 3 minutes and 45 seconds of this edition of Mafia. So I want to go on to this caller that just chimed in with us. We got 310-668. You're on the line with Justified and Cocaine. It's the Men of Faith in Action. How are you?
Man, I'm blessed by the power of God. Brothers, I'm blessed by the power of God. I just want to give a shout-out to Brother Justified, Brother OG Cocaine out there, and Brother Dre. Doing their thistles out over there, making it happen, man. I just wanted to give that shout out and let y'all know that it's a very incredible situation what y'all got going over there, and I could just feel the power just being over the phone and just listening to the show, man. I wish we can get the show in major places because it sure deserves it, and we're gonna do all we can on my end, on the DJ King Assassin, and to get this broadcasted and syndicated. A major television,
yeah.
Man. That's what this show is, major television. And I see it coming for y'all because this show is undeniably the greatest show on earth.
Much love. All glory to God.
Hey, glory to God. Hey, on that one, hey, ain't nothing to exaggerate. Glory all to God.
Hey, and I will say I appreciate you, King Assassin, also for being a vessel to the Twitter and, you know, using your influence and your following to, you know, blast this broadcast and let people know that it's here because it's just a platform. It's, you know, me and Cocaine, we host it, but that's all we do is we host it. We don't control it. God does. And, you know, like we were talking about reality TV, this is really reality radio because there's no scripts. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to call. We don't know what the Spirit is going to do from week to week. You know, we may consult behind the scenes and say how we would like it to go, but we both know that we have no control over, you know, what happens on Mafia, and it's going to be the men and it's going to be the women, but it's all, you know, surrounded by love, and you show a lot of love by, you know, blasting to your millions and millions of, you know, followers and friends, man, that Mafia is here and it's for us. And
yes.
I'm just glory to God that he planted
that
seed.
I appreciate you too, Assassin. You do a lot of work for a lot of cats out there, and my hat's off to you. And we closing down to it real quick. I appreciate all the ladies that call, you know, to give the insight, and everybody else that's listening out there. God bless you. My boy Grindface, God bless you, brother. Great prayer this morning, Justified. All our people that's listening out there, we have a lot of names, but we closing out. Thank you very much, Assassin, for calling in. You already know we click, Buddy Boy Movement. And I just, you know, it's a blessing, man, to be able on the front line to be able to fellowship with some solid cats. And for those out there, you know what I'm saying, just get on your knees and pray. It starts with prayer, and ask God to help you, and he'll help you through anything. So God bless everybody out there for COPE.
Yes,
God
yes.
Bless.
Well, it's sad to say that we're coming to an end of another episode of Mafia. We will be back next Sunday, same time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we hope that you'll join us again. And what we're striving for is change. So we're going to end this with old Sam Cooke to give us some reassurance. The change is coming. Thank y'all. Have a blessed afternoon. Peace.
Peace.
Like the river I've been running every single day.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't coming, but I know a change gonna come.